It continued today in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. It says, "And without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him." So without faith, this faith is a wholehearted trust and dependence upon the Lord. And it's not simply, I don't believe it's simply speaking of salvific faith, but the continued relationship that takes place between a believer and the Lord, one who has come to salvific faith. We live our lives by faith. Every time that we decide to go to church instead of do something else, every time we give money to the church instead of putting it in a savings account, every time we spend moments reading our Bible or praying instead of working or studying for school and so on and so on, we are declaring that God is more important. And these Bible-related, God-related, eternal-related things are more important than the temporal earth here, the things of this earth. And we are declaring that by having faith in God, that the eternal things are what matters. And here we see it's he who comes to God. There is a practical side of our relationship with God. Yes, we have our perfectly righteous standing as holy and having our union with Christ. Yet there is a practical side of our lives, of our Christian lives, where we pursue God and we continue on in a relationship with him in a practical way. So we're to draw close to God as he promises to draw close to us. And as we come to him, we are to believe who he is and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. So there are rewards in heaven. Though we know we will not face punishment for sin, we know that there will be reward for our living for eternity and not for the temporal things. So there will be a loss of rewards for those who do not live for the eternal. So let's consider three different examples of individuals who lived out lives of faith. First, the passage brings up Abel. Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. So we can note that there seems to be a distinction of giving of his best compared to not giving of his best with Cain, but that isn't explicit for us. What we do know for sure is that Abel's sacrifice was acceptable because of his faith. And through this sacrifice, which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. He is known as righteous, and he was. Why? Because he had saving faith on the promises of God. God testifying about his gift, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. There's a testimony left behind that his gift was accepted by faith, and this faith still bears witness of his righteousness. So I want us to note with him, he is dead. His faith did not promise him a long life or prosperity or happiness or an easy life. No, his faith actually resulted in him being murdered by his own brother because of his righteousness and acceptance before God. So he faced great persecution. He faced death. Now we consider another man mentioned, verse 5, Enoch. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God. So we see the penalty of sin is death. After Adam and Eve sinned, they began to die. Sin entered the world and death followed. This is how it worked and continues to work. But we see Enoch as an exception to the rule to point out to us that faith brings life. Faith, not works, not dependence upon self, but faith. He is given as an example for us that faith saves from the results of sin. He walked with God because of his faith, and because of his faith, he met God. He did not face that physical death. So Enoch, for his faith, didn't even face death, never mind dying for his faith. He was in a complete opposite situation as Abel. Now we see a third one. We see Noah, by faith being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So we see that it was not yet seen. There is a good chance that they had never seen any type of flood until this point, and some Christian scientists would say that they had never even probably seen rain. And yet Noah obeyed. In reverence, he prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, and in this he condemned the world. In other words, the world's disbelief in sin was emphasized by an individual who wholeheartedly obeyed God, even in a seemingly ridiculous mission. He received righteousness. It doesn't say he obtained it. He received it. He was not perfect, but he received the gift of righteousness because of his faith in God. So Noah's faith called him to a life of ridicule, hard labor, sorrow, and eventual death, but it resulted in righteousness. So what do we learn from this passage today? A life of faith may call us to different lifestyles and trials and sorrows and joys, but a life of faith will always result in one ending, which is righteousness. In other words, salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. So follow after God in faith. Draw near to him, for he will draw near to you. Live by faith and not by sight. Maybe some of us will have a long, hard life. Maybe some of us will have a relatively easy, blessed life. And in contrast to that, and maybe some of us will even die for our faith. But one thing stands sure. Those who have faith in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone are declared righteous. They're justified by faith, and it is worth it. So pursue Christ with all your heart.